Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. We have a giant show in store for you this week. My first guest is our friend of many years, Ronnie Milsap. Sharon Gless, of course, from Cagney and Lacey, will be joining us talking about her new memoir. From CNBC, there's a new show called No Retreat Business Bootcamp. Joe DeCina will be here to talk about it, and Chip Wade from HGTV. Next hour, actress Jane Seymour. A new show is called The Courtship on NBC. See, it's kind of like, The Bachelor and Bachelorette, but it's got a new twist to it. And joining us from that show will be Nicole Remy. Laura Goa will be on the program. She's written a book called Messy Roots. She's from Wuhan, China, and tells a fascinating story. And we'll close things out with Dr. Charles Nunez talking about sleep. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today.
March is Women's History Month, and Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is celebrating with new ways to support women-owned small businesses. Here's Meta's Vice President of Global Business Group, Nicola Mendelson.
Meta's latest Global State of Small Business report reveals that 2 years into the pandemic, nearly a quarter of U.S. women-led small businesses remain inoperational. In order to help, Meta is expanding our hashtag SheMeansBusiness program, which has already supported more than 1.5 million women to help address the ongoing financial literacy gap. We're also encouraging everyone to spotlight their favorite female entrepreneurs to raise awareness of just how much value they bring to the table with Meta's global hashtag #BuyFromHerChallenge on Instagram Reels.
Throughout Women's History Month, Meta will also be offering free training and resources for women-owned small businesses. You can learn more at facebook.com/SheMeansBusinessHub.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Don't tempt me with your eyes or fill my heart with lies. If you don't really want me to.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. That is from a great CD that's out right now, long overdue, from one of the best in the business. It's called If You Don't Want Me. Joining us right now with his new album, Country Again, is our friend Ronnie Milsap. Hello, Ronnie. How you doing?
All right, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is a delight, and as we both know, two Rons don't make a right, but we're going to try and make it happen.
Right? Hey, two Rons do make a right.
They do make a right. I like your thinking. I really do. Ronnie, I got to tell you, this is a great CD. I know you haven't recorded a country CD in about 5 years, that you did a gospel one back in 2009, but this is hot stuff.
Yeah, well, fans talked about, they said, hey, Millsap, are you ever going to record another country album? And I said, yeah, I certainly could. And then, you know, a lot of folks talked to me enough about it, and a disc jockey friend of mine from here in town said, you need to do that. And I had the songs to do it, and going in the studio and doing it was a real joy. Making records today on the computer is so much faster than it used to be with analog. Here it is, out.
And you're right about the technique. I mean, remember the days, boy, we're really going to date ourselves now, when you did everything, instrumental was on one track, the vocal was on the other, and if the bass player made a mistake, even though everything else was good, you did the whole thing all over again?
Yeah, sure do. I remember that, Ron.
Yeah, take number 704. And you know the other thing, too, there was a little bit of aura to it. I mean, everybody was there. You know what I'm saying? It was like a live performance.
Well, I still believe the best performances for records are captured when everybody in the studio was playing.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Boy, what a career. 7 Grammy Awards, 8 Country Music Association Awards, 4 Academy of Country Music Awards. Been at the Grand Ole Opry since 1976. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has sold 35 million records and 40 number one hits. And they said it wasn't going to happen, Ronnie. Are you kidding me?
Well, I was told when I graduated from high school in Raleigh, I had studied 12 years of classical music, and I said, I want to be in the music business. And they said, no, you can't do that because you'll fail. You'll wind up being a liability to the state. We want you to do something academic, like, why don't you become a lawyer?
Oh, great.
I said, okay. Well, I guess I could do that. We'll send you anywhere to college in the United States if you'll just study law. I said, okay. So I started going to school over in Georgia. Right around the same time, I went to a Ray Charles concert in Atlanta. And I got backstage in his dressing room, the piano in the dressing room, to make a long story short, I got to play 3 songs for Ray Charles. And I said, everybody that's sponsoring my education wants me to be a lawyer, and I want to be in music. And he heard me sing, and he said, well, son, you can be a lawyer if you want to, but there's a lot of music in your heart. If I were you, I'd follow what my heart tells me to do.
Wow, what a story. I mean, to be able to play for the great Ray Charles, I mean, that in itself is success.
Yeah, I was 20, and I was nervous, and I said, man, you are the high priest.
He is.
And I've got all your records, and I love Ray Charles' records. Obviously, I always have. Big fan of Ray's. He gave me that piece of advice.
Wow. Well, it couldn't come from anybody better. Nobody sang a soul song like Ray Charles. I mean, if you did a cover of a Ray Charles song, you had to have a lot of guts.
Yeah, you did. Well, the thing about it, too, he changed the whole landscape of country music.
Yeah. Well, you did too, though. I mean, you brought country soul into the whole thing. I mean, you changed it unbelievably.
You know, when I came into it in 1973, I knew I came to Nashville to be involved in country music. And I was lucky to be managed by the same manager that was managing Charlie Pride. This guy got me a deal with RCA and got me on major television. He got me off to a blazing start.
I know this late you inducted your good friend Keith Urban to the Music City Hall of Fame. You're on my pal Jimmy Fallon show, too. But let's talk about this CD, which was between yourself and Rob Gelbreath. This song, If You Don't Want Me To, has a dance craze to it. I mean, you're like the country Chubby Checker here with this thing.
Yeah, well, it's an odd history because it came out as a B-side on a couple of singles. And it was issued in Louisiana on jukeboxes.
Wow.
And so from this B-side, they created this dance called The Freeze from this song. And, you know, anytime I go to Louisiana, I have to play it 3 or 4 times before they let me leave the building.
Really?
Yeah. And they play it for just about any major event that they have, weddings, any kind of celebration, they always play this song. And a guy mentioned to me one night, he said, is this available on CD? And I said, no, it's not. He said, that's a shame. If you'd put that on a CD, you'd sell 1 million copies right here in Louisiana. Well, Ron, we're about to find out.
Well, you're putting it all in my hands now, right? I better sell some 1 million copies of this.
Well, you know, it's out there, and it's doing well.
It's a good song.
We had to go back and find the original recording and just remaster it.
Well, you did a heck of a job, and in the CD I Have My Hands Country Again, there are 12 tracks, which is very cool. A lot of times artists will try and get 10 on a CD. You got 12.
No. Joe Galante was the king of the 9-song album.
That's right. I forgot about 9 songs on an album. That's pretty funny. That is unbelievable.
He is a dear friend of mine, though. He's a sweetheart, and he's somebody that really was a great record man back in the days of RCA. He was the real deal.
Yeah, that was the heydays of RCA. There's no doubt about it. When you are performing, you are an artist to be reckoned with. You're in the song. You know what I'm saying? You're in the song.
Well, I I do think you've got to live it. It's like anything. If I'm going to be singing a song, and I must say, live performance is the best thing I
absolutely.
Do, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, singing for Pro Tools or tape machines is one thing, but singing for an audience is so much better.
No doubt.
Because you get feedback.
Yep, you get immediate reaction, whether it's love or hate, you get it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You know if you're on or you know if it's an off night, you're going to find that out too.
That's right. Now, are you doing a lot of road work these days, Ronnie?
Yeah, I sure am. We're still doing that.
Ronnie, are you going to be down in Orlando or Florida?
I know we will, Ron. I'm just not sure what that schedule is. I know we're doing the Grand Ole Opry. I have to do that occasionally because I'm a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
You're a member. You know who was all excited about being members recently were the Oak Ridge Boys. They're all pumped up. Yeah, they couldn't wait to get in there.
Who else got in just recently?
I know.
Rascal Flatts.
I do remember.
They're in there, too.
I do remember, though, Ronnie, that the late Little Jimmy Dickens was the legendary singer and entertainer from the Grand Ole Opry that introduced the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were very excited about that. Of course, we lost Little Jimmy Dickens, but he was a great guy, wasn't he? Yeah, he had to be your friend, I know.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, RonnieMilsap.com is where you want to go to check out where he's going to be, and this new CD, Ronnie, is a home run for you. It's a grand slam. It's called Country Again, and it's got 12 new cuts, and it's done by one of the real legends and nice men in this business, Ronnie Milsap. Hey, Ronnie, I'm going to check this calendar to see if you're going to be down in our neck of the woods. If you are, I'm going to come in backstage and we're going to visit.
I'd love that. Tap me on the shoulder and tell me who you are and I'll remember.
I believe you would.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you, man. And I appreciate you having me on your show. And
Ronnie, we've been doing this show for 30 years, over a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just embarrassed in that time period that we haven't had you on the show more often because you're such a great guest.
Well, I am too.
Well, you don't have to be embarrassed. I'm the one who should have asked you. So when I ask you
again...
Well,
I'm always happy to come on. Should you ever want me to come on again, I'm ready.
I'm ready to have you. Let's do it. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Sounds great. Thank you, Ron.
Ronnie Milsap, a brand new CD, Country Again. Get it. It's got some great material on it and a dance craze. Go to RonnieMilsap.com. And as Ronnie mentioned earlier in the interview, can you believe having an audience and playing three songs backstage in the dressing room for Ray Charles? I don't think if you're in the music business, whether you're an instrumentalist, a vocalist, whatever the case may be, doing that for the great Ray Charles had to be an experience of a lifetime. Ronnie Milsap, live all across the USA and around the world, you are with Ron Segi today.
Don't tempt me with
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave. And they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Well, there is a very familiar song indeed. That's from the TV show Cagney and Lacey. At one time, that show was pulling in 30 million viewers a week. Unbelievable viewership for a show that still is in syndication today. Our guest has a brand new memoir out called Apparently There Were Complaints. Joining us right now is multiple Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning actress Sharon Less. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron.
Thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you something. This new memoir of yours is phenomenal, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask, how did the name come about?
Well, it's an expression that's been mine for a few years, ever since I was, well, in the book you'll learn that I am alcoholic and did not accept it easily. Anyway, I was put in a place called Hazleton, which is sort of the Harvard of the rehabs in the United States, and there's a lot of press about it, a lot of scandal, yada yada. And when I got out, a friend of mine said to me, "You're Hazleton," and I said, "Yeah." And she says, "Why were you in Hazleton?" And out of my mouth popped, "Apparently there were complaints." And I liked it. And my husband, who was then not my husband, was sitting next to me. He burst out laughing. And it always stayed with me that apparently there were complaints. So when it came time for me to write the book, when I was offered the book, I went with that title. I let the title lead me, and every chapter is based on a complaint about me.
You certainly have written this, warts and all. You really didn't plan to write this. From what I understand, you went in to do a TV show, and you came out having to write a deal with CBS with 320 pages of your own book.
I did. That didn't work out the way I'd planned.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes things don't happen that way. But you know, Sharon, was it cathartic for you? Was it difficult to bring back some of these memories, or was it good?
It wasn't difficult to bring back the memories. The memories have always stayed there about me. They formed me from as a little child through my teen years, through my adult years, not becoming what my parents wanted me to become. Complaints about me in my industry. I'm sure someone probably complained about me yesterday. I just don't remember.
Well, I got good news for you. I'm not going to complain at all.
Thank you. But I referred to them. They were fresh. They were always there throughout my life.
You were one of the last contract players in the history of that system in Hollywood, And you signed with Universal Studios. I was with Universal for 25 years. So
I
used to do our syndicated show from there. Very familiar. It's home base for me. Still is, for that matter.
Wish you'd invited me.
Well, I want to tell you, I wish that I invited you 31 years ago. This is crazy. I go down the list of accomplishments you've had in a terrific career. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. And it's staggering because, you know, first you started off with, you know, appearances on the Rockford Files and Kojak and Bob Newhart. But then your memorable role, of course, that was bringing in 30, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, 30 million viewers a week. You don't see that anymore.
No, you don't.
Cagney and Lacey, Burn Notice, Queer as Folk.
Sometimes 50 million.
Isn't that
something? Depending on the year or the, you know. Yeah. No, you don't have numbers like that anymore because it's so, the stations are so diversified now, you know.
Well, yeah.
But we, believe me, Tyne Daly and I, who played Mary Beth Lacey.
Right.
We had no idea what we had when we were doing it. We were two actresses just doing the best we could with these two women. But we had no idea of the impact that it would have on the country. Never been two women starring in a series, a drama before.
You know, I've often asked that question to people who have had a lot of success on a particular project or a continuing project and never realized that. You know, singers, like people like Elvis Presley and the Beatles,
right.
You know, they didn't even know what was happening because they were too busy working. And I sense that same from you.
That is the way it was. We would work sometimes up to 18 hours a day.
Sure.
There was not a scene that we were not in. That's the way it was devised. I was not in the scene if Tyne was home with the children and her husband. If Tyne was not in the scene if I was sleeping with somebody or out getting drunk with my father. But it was just the subject matters had never been done before, certainly not about women. They're timely even today. Sexual pressure on the workplace, abortion, breast cancer, date rape, raising children, and the most important one for Cagney was dealing with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't have heroes of series fall from grace like that.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right. You never knew what was really behind the scenes of actors and actresses during an era when they were put so much on a platform that, boy, anything that they did that was off color, the studio nixed it somehow. They had some kind of a relationship with the media that I don't think is even possible anymore. You talk about in the book, though, you know, alcoholism, the fear of romantic commitments, and your relationship with some of Hollywood's biggest names. I mean, it's a very revealing book.
It is. I don't mean it as a, ooh, shocker. I just told the truth about, you know, the times I went through. When I look back, I always had very, really kind in my life. I was never drawn to jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the relationships were painful because of the circumstances. And some were very lovely.
Would you change anything? Would you change anything in your career? Would you have changed anything in your life?
You know, at this stage of my life, no.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no, all of it informed me. I am as a result of what I've gone through, and I like me.
Well, I like you, too.
Isn't that great?
That's great. We haven't talked to each other in 31 years, and we have something in common. We both like it. That's fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, I give you a lot of credit for a great career that always wasn't painted the way, you know, we want it to be, but you persevered. And again, the name of the book is Apparently There Were No Complaints, and of course is done by the very talented Sharon Glass. Now, Sharon, you got to do me a favor here. We got to get down to some serious stuff here. Okay, we can't go 31 more years without talking to one another. This is crazy.
Oh, Ron, no, I'm sorry. I'm much more available.
Okay.
Anytime you call me.
That sounds great. And we will be calling you. Sharon, thank you so much. Stay well, my friend. We look forward to your return. Okay, dear?
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Sharon. Wow, what a lovely lady she is, and a very talented one, too. And, of course, her many years on many shows, including the remarkable feat of so many huge audiences tuning in to see Cagney and Lacey, Sharon Glass. And there's more to come with Ron Zedgy today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and Western allies called out Russia Friday for spreading propaganda, misinformation, and, quote, nonsense at the United Nations Security Council meeting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of making biological weapons in partnership with the United States. American Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield suggested that Russia protests too much.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate. We continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a video requesting direct talks with his Russian counterpart, but all signs indicate Putin is not ready to do so, despite Russian forces being somewhat stalled. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm excited about a new show, and it's called No Retreat Business Bootcamp. Being in business as long as I have been, I'm anxious to see this. Joining us right now is the CEO and founder of Spartan and the Death Race. He's also a New York Times bestselling author. Joining us is Joe DeCina. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you're here, because when I saw the concept of this, I was very much intrigued in lieu of the fact that being in business for so many years, you sometimes run out of enthusiasm, energy, and ways to make it a success. And this program kind of outlines an unorthodox way that you help people in business, and many times that are, you know, having issues, come clean and figure out a way because of a mental and physical status. Explain this one, Joe, because it's fascinating to me.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, you recognize that business is a combat sport. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Just when you're reaching the top, I finally bought out our competitor right before COVID. It had been an incredible fight for a decade with my competitor, and some days I didn't know if I was going to make it. I finally reached the top of the mountain, bought out our competitor, borrowed a bunch of money from the banks, and COVID hit, and I got shut down all over the world. That's the reality of business. It happens to all of us. 95% of businesses fail. The only thing that's going to help you and keep you from failing is your ability to continue to stay in the game even when it's against all odds. And that's what we teach on the farm. We teach you resilience. We teach you grit. We teach you how to continue to fight even when you have nothing left.
You know, I always say, sure you can appreciate it, that you don't run a business the way you want to. You run a business the way you have to. I can remember as a young disc jockey sitting at lunch and telling, you know, all the other buddies that worked with me, saying, boy, you know, if I owned this radio station, this would be easy. Because, you know, I would do this, this, this. And then I bought my first station, and I realized it doesn't happen that way. Now, tell us about this farm. I find that a little fascinating, too.
Farm is 700 acres. It's unrelenting. The weather is leaves you with whatever you expect doesn't come. Hey, it's a real sunny day, and all of a sudden it starts raining. Oh, it's a really warm day, and then it starts snowing. So it's unrelenting weather, unrelenting terrain, and folks come out there. They've been coming out for 22 years, all sizes and shapes of people, all sizes and shapes of companies, and we put them through the paces. We believe that if you want to turn iron into steel, you got to heat it, you got to pound it, and you got to drown it. And that's what we do on the farm. We turn iron into steel.
Now, Joe, when you talk about building strength and everything else, you're not only talking about mental strength, you're talking physical strength. Now, let's say, for example, I came to the farm and I said, Joe, I think, you know, it's about time that I have a couple of issues and I want to fight through this. And you said, okay, you're going to go out and you're going to run obstacles or run or something? Because physically, that ain't going to cut it. I mean, you know,
Every human being should be able to walk.
Oh, sure. I do right? that. I do that every day. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so somebody might be able to walk for a mile. Another person might be able to walk for 10 miles. But at some point, everybody's tired. Everybody's exhausted, everybody's hungry, everybody's cold. And in those moments when you're tired and you're cold and you're hungry, but you somehow fight through and continue to march on, that's when the brain gets rewired. That's what we do on the farm. So, look, you can't do pull-ups. I got people that come up to the farm, they're missing arms. They can't do pull-ups. No problem. We could walk. I got folks missing legs. We'll do whatever we have to do to get your brain to a point where you want to quit, and then we want to see what you do.
Now, I don't want to give it away, but I want to talk a little bit about this first episode that's coming up Tuesday, because I find it kind of interesting. All right, you got a couple of first time business owners, and they are defaulting on $3 million in loans. Now, first of all, if you're a first-time business owner, you shouldn't have $3 million loan because you don't have the experience to handle it. But that aside, okay, and they take a rather unorthodox approach to how they can kind of resolve this dilemma. Now, if that person comes to the farm, how do you mold them to say, I'm going to be able to confront this issue, this challenge, if you will, and make everything good? I mean, what was the unorthodox thing, without giving away the episode, of course?
Well, let's just talk from 50,000 feet. Here's what we do as human beings. Let's say you and I own a company, like the one you just described, and the big elephant in the room is the $3 million in debt. Or maybe there's a different big elephant in the room. What happens is we walk in and out of the office every single day not confronting the big issue, not dealing with it because it's too much to deal with. We step over it, we go around it, we wander it. And on the farm, that issue is front and center. You're facing it. And we're going to figure it out. Lots of folks figure out how to deal with debt all the time. But you got to deal with it. You know, whether it's debt, whether it's you're not taking care of your employees, whether you've got poor processes and procedures in place, whatever that thing is, the reason it exists as a problem is because you haven't been dealing with it.
And I think sometimes you just get burned out from trying to figure it out. Sometimes you need to back off, I think, and review the situation. Or in this particular case, Joe, have somebody like yourself give advice. A lot of times problems arise in new business startups by people who have never been in business before because they don't want to take advice. They think they know everything. And the other problem, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, you could be very, very well versed in a certain industry but be a lousy business person. I mean, you were good at making widgets, but you weren't good at selling them or doing the accounting and everything else. That all comes into the circle, doesn't it?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's a multiplayer game. This is a sport that requires lots of different disciplines and expertise, and many people don't have all of that. So you got to find folks to work alongside you that can fill your gaps. But I go back to what I said before, which is it's usually the case where the person throws up their arms and they quit. It's just too hard. And it's usually the case it's too hard because they didn't face the big problem, the big elephant in the room. And we're gonna do that on the farm. And by the way, that's why a lot of people don't like coming to the farm.
Yeah, because reality sets in.
Got to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Nobody else's fault.
Right. Joe, out of curiosity now, you have people of all business sizes, and it doesn't make any difference if it's a mom-and-pop store or a Fortune 500 company. I mean, anybody that wants to be part of the farm can be part of the farm. And if they want to be part of the farm, how do they do it?
Well, they raise their hand, they get in touch with us, and we vet them. We want to make sure that we've had a lot of companies, a lot of individuals come out, and they quit, you know, after a few hours on the farm. And that's a waste of time for them, and it's a waste of time for us. So we vet them, make sure that they're willing to go through at least 3 days of work. And you know, an open-door policy. My job, I want to help people. I want companies to succeed. I want individuals to succeed. So you're going to hate me in doing what I do, but at the end of the day, it's for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's anything wrong with hating somebody who's driving you real hard because that's what you needed to get started anyway. I mean, again, I'm going back to people who possibly have never been in business before, and I got to tell you a quick story. I can remember some of the people that worked for me at radio stations I own, and they said, "Why do you come in so early? Why don't you come in late? You're the boss." Well, I always told them that I was not only the boss, but I'm also the drummer. I set the beat. If I come in at 7 o'clock, you'll come in at 5 to 7. If I come in at 9 o'clock, you'll come in at 5 to 9. If I come in at 11 o'clock, you'll come in at 5 to 11. They kind of get the impression when people look at being the boss, the business, having the corner office, that it's the gravy train, and it's not.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm so glad you're saying that. As I said, we are all lazy people, all of us. Me, you, all of us are lazy. And our brains were designed that way because we don't want to expend too much energy, right? That might have killed us 5,000 years ago.
Right.
So we have to recognize that we're lazy, and then we've got to do something about it. And then what you just described is the boss was motivating people to get in at 7. If people could do it on their own, we wouldn't need bosses.
Right, right.
They don't do it.
That's exactly right. Well, Joe, it's a great show. It's Tuesday night on CNBC, No Retreat Business Boot Camp, and it's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Joe, I hope you have great luck with this show, and it lasts for a long time. It's a great idea, and I look forward to having you back and chatting more when you have more time, because I just think that this is the kind of show that's going to attract not only business owners, which I'm sure will attract a ton of them, but I think a lot of employees should watch it to see exactly what they're up against when they're up against an employer that's having some issues in business. And I hope all the best to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Love to come on anytime.
Good. Let's do it. Let's plan on it. Our guest has been Joe DeCina. He is the CEO and founder of Spartan. His show is on Tuesday nights on CNBC. It's called No Retreat Business Boot Camp at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. I think it's going to be a hard running show that's going to be a big hit for Joe DeCina. And anytime we get to talk about our website, we like to do it. And remind everybody that they can visit our website, which is ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. When you get to that homepage, there's an icon that says Facebook. If you hit that, you and I can become friends on Facebook. There's also another icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. That's ronseggi.com, RonSedgy.com. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come nationwide and around the world.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest is certainly no stranger to our show, and he's no stranger to people who watch television, especially HGTV. And his shows include Curb Appeal, The Block, Designed to Sell. Joining us right now is Chip Wade. Hi, Chip. How are you? Nice to hear your voice again.
I'm great, Ron. Thanks for having me.
I'm in awe of what you do. I have a brother that is like you. You know, he can build anything. And I just sit there in awe thinking, can't even figure out how to set up a table that I already bought at IKEA.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you know, I think it's interesting, Ron. Like, I think a lot more people are competent to do a lot of this DIY stuff. I just think that our confidence levels are different. You know, I think I have a special bend for it, but I've just been doing it so long and been surrounded by professionals to be able to see how to do it the right way that, you know, sometimes it makes it a little easier.
Now that spring is here, we want to talk a little bit about getting the home in shape. And for people like myself, I love to see things different, fresh, because it's a start of a new season. But I just don't know where to start. And, of course, when I do start, I just don't know how to do it. So for a schmo like me, what do we do?
Well, Ron, one of the biggest projects that I'm seeing, you know, even nationwide that people are addressing is upgrading the exterior cladding of their house, you know, whether it be, you know, siding or, you know, some other material. But, you know, historically things like vinyl siding have been limited to very light colors because of the UV intensity, you know, just doesn't stand up quite so well to those darker tones because of that heat absorption. But now I found a product from Plygym called Mastic Board and Batten Designer Series. What's awesome about this is it kind of takes in a lot of the, you know, design forward and very trend leading looks, but it also allows for much darker colors like blacks, charcoals, which are super popular right now, because it's got this breakthrough technology built in called solar defense reflective technology. This is brand new, and I think it's going to transform, you know, what people are able to do with the siding on their homes. If you're interested in seeing what that could be, Plygym actually has an amazing visualizer on their website where you can put your house in there and even get a professional designer to kind of put the siding on there for you so you can visualize what it could look like.
This kind of siding doesn't give that oxidation, that chalkiness that sometimes aluminum siding gives after a long time in the weather. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. This technology is going to really protect it from the elements and keep it looking just like the way you installed it.
And it doesn't dent.
Yeah, exactly. Looks amazing. It really has a lot of ductility to it and is manufactured to, you know, stay looking man.
Yeah, I used to live next door to a young boy, and I didn't want to get into his case or anything or tell his parents, but he used to play baseball, and one side of the house looked like it was beat up by hail, you know, because he kept on denting the siding. So that's good.
Yeah.
Now, can you do things like this on the exterior on a budget that makes it look good? Everybody wants to have good curb appeal, but sometimes it just gets out of hand.
Well, you got to find the right material regardless. That's first and foremost, but that's where materials that are kind of foolproof are really going to help.
What about epoxy? I have of late, especially in my studio, the need to glue things together. It just seems like a better way to go than drilling and all this other stuff. But, you know, I'm always afraid because of the environment that it's in that it might not hold. Is there some way you can help there? And I know that's kind of an unusual question, but it's one that affects me and that I'd like to get an answer to.
Well, it's according to what two materials that you're fastening together. So there's a right answer for different combinations of material. If you have like materials, and there's a specific adhesive, like, again, for PVC, for example, there's a very specific different type of adhesive that needs to be leveraged. I typically opt for a combination of mechanical and chemical fastening. So that means basically an adhesive coupled with a mechanical fastener. Now, ultimately, an adhesive, or the right adhesive, will end up being stronger than any nail or screw. However, it's just that extra backup for, you know, shifting and keeping things aligned to make sure that it doesn't break that initial adhesive bond. But just make sure that you're leveraging clamping as well when you're doing your adhesive assures that complete bond. A lot of definitely bring in clamping into your bonding procedure.
Chip, I mentioned earlier my brother, and, you know, one day he was over my house visiting and he was going to fix something. So I said, here's my toolbox. And then I went to the studio. When I got back, I said, how'd it go? He says, terrible. You got lousy tools. And I said, what do you mean I got lousy tools? He said, you don't have the right kind of tools. And of course, then I use as the comeback that, well, you know, do you know what kind of microphones to use, because I got the right kind of microphones. But the bottom line is, if you don't have the right tools, you're in trouble. You must have the right tools, especially power tools.
Having the right tools, whatever industry you're in, is important. I mean, I've gone overkill with my tool selection since day one, even before I needed really high-quality tools. Yeah, I've got drills and saws and battery tools that are 12, 13 years old. Now, if you think about a tool that will last that long with a repetitive use, the amount you're going to save by not having to replace it almost ever is really, really something that, you know, changes your cost profile of ownership. So I'm a big advocate of buying a little bit more heavy-duty grade than you think you need, at least one step up.
I always equate it to using a Phillips head screwdriver when it's just a slot screw, okay? If you don't have the right material, it just is not going to work. You want to do projects that there might be small projects, but they have lasting impacts. How do you approach those?
I got a couple of ideas that might be helpful for some of the listeners. In fact, one of the things, like especially as it relates to like inside your bathroom or your showering experience, that people find a lot of high impact for minimal cost and ease of installation is changing out your actual shower head. Now, you know, with water restrictions and, you know, different low-flow fixtures, the showering experience, I feel like, has been diminished drastically. And a lot of that is, you know, cheaper shower heads with bad technology just kind of limit your showering experience. Now, what I have noticed is in a lot of, like, higher-end hotels and luxury experiences where the showering experience is typically amazing, if you look up, you'll see something oftentimes called a Speakman shower head. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So they have a different technology inside that even with, you know, the same water pressure, it has an amplification effect to make it feel much more powerful in that massaging action. Well, now you can actually get one of those yourself. Some at Lowe's right now, which I found, which is awesome. There's actually a two shower head option with like a hand spray that you can replace your existing kind of single shower arm setup. And it's not very expensive at all, actually surprisingly cost-effective. And it's a swap-out that takes like 5 minutes. So it's one of those like high gratification, high reward, low risk projects.
What about the lawn and garden? Any suggestions there?
Yep. If you're looking to, you know, get your lawn mowers and your weed whackers and trimmers and chainsaws working, anything with a small engine needs special care, right? They take maintenance. You need to make sure your air filters are clean. But also, Ron, I'm not sure if the last time you changed out your spark plugs. Have you done that in, you know, the last couple of years?
I've never done that, Chip.
So that's the thing. A lot of people have like, oh, I guess if it's running and it'll crank, it's fine. But what ends up happening is the horsepower, the responsiveness, and the wear and tear on those small engines really increase rapidly when the spark plugs are not performing optimally.
There's a lot of great ideas. Chip, where can we go for more information on what we've talked about today?
I've got all this up for y'all on tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Our guest has been the host of many shows on HGTV, Chip Wade. Chip, thanks for joining us. Look forward to your return. It's always good when you're here, my friend.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgwick.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. but you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Seggi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include legendary singer Ronnie Milsap, actress Sharon Gless, from CNBC's No Retreat, Business Bootcamp, Joe DeSena, and Chip Wade, one of the hosts on HGTV. Next hour, actress Jane Seymour, beautiful Nicole Remy from a new show on NBC called The Courtship. Laura Goa has a book called Messy Roots, and she's from Wuhan, China, tells a fascinating story about what it's like to be in America. And then Dr. Charles Nunez will talk about how to get a good night's sleep. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Seggi today.